Now is a great time to replace your worn-out windows during the Renewal by Andersen 25-year savings event. Upgrade your home today. Buy four windows and get the fifth one free. Plus, get 12 months with no interest, no money down, and no payments. Call now. Get four windows and get the fifth one free. Installation and warranty included. Renewal by Andersen takes every CDC-recommended safety precaution to protect your family. For 25 years, people have trusted us for their window replacement needs, and you can too. Call now to learn about our buy four, get the fifth one free window replacement offer.
800-413-6992. 800-413-6992. 800-413-6992. That's 800-413-6992.
Interest accrues from date of purchase, but is waived if paid in full within 12 months. We've adjusted our operations to serve you safely following all CDC guidelines. Visit renewalbyanderson.com for details.
Sports Lounge. I'm your host, Michael Horn. But the star of our show is a guy who's staring at his microphone, getting ready, pontificating about the big show today. The all-pro defensive end, the acting legends. We call him Sultan, the Sultan of Safeties. Two safeties. We have a question about that today. Two safeties in one game in the same quarter. The one and only Mr. Fred Dreyer.
Well, you know, it is football season, and we're all poised. We're ready to pounce on such the high degree of entertainment. And here I am looking at my notes, and the Washington football team, better known as the what are they called? What they used to call them? Yeah, the Washington Redskins.
Yeah, I'm looking at your notes.
Yeah,
here.
The genius Tanya Snyder, vice president of operations over there, mm-hmm. for her dad Daniel Snyder, who's totally incompetent. So I guess he's better off on the sideline. You know, I'm starting to use football terminology as we speak.
I see. It's all written in there.
I'm going to use...
You got it all in there.
I'm going to use it all in here. But Daniel Snyder, his daughter, Tanya, runs the show, has announced that the nicknames, they're coming down to eight nicknames.
Yes.
Are Armada. Yes, that's right. Spanish Armada.
The Spanish Armada.
The word presidents, I don't know what it means.
The Washington presidents, Washington the Washington presidents. Armada, the Washington presidents. Yes.
And then brigade.
The Washington brigade.
The Red Hawks.
Let me look at that.
Oh.
Yeah, that's the Red Hawks, the Washington Red Hawks. What else you got
the
there?
The Commanders.
Washington Commanders.
Red Wolves, which
I like that one.
Of all of them.
The Red Wolves.
That's the one and only one I would have a conversation about in order to say I hate it. Okay.
And
then the Defenders.
The Washington Defenders, yes.
And, of course, you know, that standby that we've gotten accustomed to.
The Washington.
Washington football team.
That's good, the Washington football team. I like the Washington Redskins. I don't know. I know that's politically not correct, but that's the historic name, so that's why I kind of like the Red Wolves.
Well, you know, when I played for the Giants, we played Washington down there every year.
Yep.
And I used to look around the countryside and imagine the Mohawks. The Mohicans just parading around the countryside, you know, sitting up in the grandstands.
It's a Native American game, kind of like football. It's a very American. The Indians.
It's a great part of the country.
We'll see. We got more.
It's a great part of the country.
Stay with us here. It's the Sports Lounge. We're in session. Don't go away.
Balance 7, the dietary supplement and alkalizer concentrate that gives you 7 benefits. More energy, mental clarity, relief from joint discomfort, boost your immunity, optimize pH balance, help with weight loss while detoxing your body, relieves heartburn and aids digestion. I've been using Balance 7 and it really wakes me up and helps me with the overall feeling of well-being. No more acid indigestion, curbs my appetite, gives me energy. Right now, if you go to balance7.com and use the code FredDreyer at checkout, you'll receive a 4-ounce bottle of My Smooth Skin with any purchase of Balance 7 products. My Smooth Skin retails at $13.99 and is free with your Balance 7 dietary supplement order. Again, head to balance7.com and use the code FredDreyer at checkout and get in on the free My Smooth Skin promotion with your order of Balance 7 pH concentrate. I know I will. Balance7.com. That's balance7.com.
Does your current bathroom need to be updated immediately? Introducing One Day Bath and Shower Remodeling, the complete and hassle-free way to get the new bathroom of your dreams in as little as one day, and for as little as $199 a month. Yes, the experts at One Day Bath and Shower Remodeling will come to you anywhere in the country and show you all the customized options. Now you can have a brand new bathroom in as little as one day. Large or small bathrooms, if you want a new bathtub or shower installed, we can do it in as little as one day. And if you call right now, you can save $750 off your remodel. We make it easy by offering you financing as low as $199 per month. Call now to schedule your free in-home consultation.
855-525-7454. 855-525-7454. That's 855-525-7454.
It's been tough talking to my doctor about constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. I finally laid all my symptoms out there and how they keep coming back. She said I may have irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. We agreed it's time to try something different.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Visit a doctor in person or online. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
We are back in the Sports Lounge. Here's truly Michael Horn, Fred Dreyer. Every week, you know, you have a lot of fan mail there in a basket they bring to you. I mean, it's a huge basket. Look at that.
This is a used Easter basket.
It is, and I know you put the little grass in there to go ahead and get Easter eggs and everything along the Easter season. So you're having fun with that basket. It's a beautiful. Yeah. Do you reach a lucky person in and draw out the fan mail? We'll be doing that later in the
show. I can do that.
Yeah. It's a lot of fan. Thank you. You can you can write to Fred Dreyer. You can email him, Fred Dreyer at crntalk.com. Again, Fred Dreyer, F-R-E-D-D-R-Y-E-R, Fred Dreyer.
Very good.
At CRN, as in the Competition Radio Network, crntalk.com. Follow him on Twitter, Fred_Dreyer, facebook.com/TheRealFredDreyer, coming soon to Instagram. I want you to know. So anyway, back here to our thoughts on this poor Washington Redskins franchise, now known as the Washington Football Team. Daniel Snyder, did he have that team for a long time? Did he have it when you were playing?
It's
a fairly new owner then, right?
No.
We had,
I believe, when I was with the Giants, the ownership of the Redskins was Jack Kent Cook.
Oh, that's right. You're absolutely right.
I do believe that was what
you
it
are,
was.
And he also owned the Lakers and the Kings for some time.
I could be wrong about that.
You could.
But it was close.
I think you're right. I think you're close.
Yeah.
Anyway, Daniel Snyder has, and as you recall, about a year and a half ago here on this show, we mentioned that Daniel Snyder said, I'm not ever changing the name of the Washington Redskins. And lo and behold, cancel culture hit him, and they ripped the name off on his team, and now it's known as the Washington Football Team. But they're trying to come up with, they had a list of possibilities, and they narrowed it down to like 3. And they mentioned the 3, and then they said, well, those aren't really the finalists. And now they've got 8, and that's the Washington Armada, or the Presidents, or the Brigade, the Red Hawks. That's could be a good one. I like that. The Commanders, the Red Wolves, I also like, and the Defenders, and then the Washington Football Team. I like it because their colors are red, so I like the use of the word red in there, the Red Hawks. You don't suppose birds or wolves will start to be hated? Will we be doing a disservice by calling the team the Red Wolves? Because then maybe the wolves will kit up and, you know, wolves' lives matter and they'll start doing something.
Well,
or the Red Hawks.
PETA is waiting. They're just right outside. They're right outside the door. As soon as they come out with a saying, we've got the name, we finally got the name, and they're going to say, oh, good, we're going to sue you.
My hand is really right in front of my face there.
We're
going to
sue you.
Take it easy.
Well, look at that.
Yeah, look at that. Our cameras weren't set up exactly perfect today, everybody, but... That's okay.
Close enough
for what we're doing. Just keep your hands down, for God's sakes.
Yeah.
Raise your hand. Raise your other hand there if you want to.
Yeah, but these names. Can you imagine them sitting around, you know, trying to appease the Snyder family, and somebody comes up with the name Armada, and everyone goes, hey, you know what? Armada, that sounds like...
Yeah.
That sounds like that could be a name. Let's
Spanish
put that down.
Armada.
Let's put that down.
You're going to have the Spanish upset if you name it the Armada.
And how about, here's the other one that I think is the dumbest of them all.
What's that?
Presidents. That's the dumbest, name of them all. What does that, not unless it's Joe Biden. They should put Joe Biden's picture on the side of their helmet.
There you go.
That's the logo.
There you go.
With both eyes crossed.
And it changes everything. Every time there's a new president, you put a new you got a new uniforms to sell. It's a moneymaker.
I think it should be the Washington Joe Bidens,
the Bidens, or the Joes. How about the Washington Joes?
Hey,
that's
Joe.
A good old Joes. They say we're going to be playing the Joes.
Good old Joe. Then you got Brigade. I don't understand.
Picture of President Biden, the cup of coffee. You call them the Washington Joes.
They got Armada, Commanders, Brigade,
Commanders,
Defenders. You know, if you don't know that you before you leave that meeting room with all the people that were in there, and I got to think that there's half a dozen people in there nodding their head before anybody came up with a name, and Daniel Snyder said, "Does anybody else have a name that they want?" He goes, "Yeah, how about?" And Daniel Snyder would say, "How about the Snyders? How about the Washington Snyders?
Name. I like the Snyders.
I love the Snyders. Come on.
We'll be playing the Snyders coming up on...
You know, that's got to get you a contract extension.
It's a good, the Snyders. Here's the thing. They have the... Baseball has the Houston Astros, you know. They have the Astrodome and they had the Astronauts and all that. Why about like maybe the Washington Martians? Something out of this world, you know, where they...
UFOs. The UFOs. How about
the UFOs?
How about the Pale Domers?
The Pale Domers. I don't know what the Pale Domers
pale,
are.
Pale, white.
Pale.
Domers.
Domers.
Capital.
Capital. Oh, the dome. The comb. The dome. Yeah,
of course.
The pale, the white, the dome. The Domers. The Capitals. How about the Washington Capital? Oh, there's already been taken.
There's already a hockey team.
It's a hockey team named the
Capitals.
Not
unless you could buy that.
All the good names have been taken, and now these poor guys here in Washington are trying to go. If you have a suggestion, please get it to us. We're on Facebook Live. You can email us. Go to freddreyer@crntalk.com, and maybe we can help out the Snyder family who are trying to figure out all these kind of things over there, you know?
How about the incompetence?
Well, you don't want to talk about the Senate.
How about the Senators?
No, well, they got rid of that team. They had the Washington Senators.
How about the Washington Senators?
Yeah, the Washington
Senators.
That's
available.
Now they're the Washington Nationals. How about the Insurgents? That would be good. They could go in and sort of blow up everybody's game plan.
How about the Washington Liars?
That could be good.
That's in the vein. I think that's... Mr. Snyder, I've got one for you. All right, what is it? Tall guy in the back. How about the Washington Pathetic Liars?
The PLs.
And what would we put on the helmet? A picture of you.
It's terrible.
Well,
that's what's happening. And the football season is just getting ready to get underway here, and we're already worried about we're going to name the Washington team. And so that's a problem that's happening there.
Yeah, we could ride this subject matter out for the next 45
minutes. Here's another confusing story, and I want you to explain this to me. Tom Brady got all bunched up this week, and I might be bunched up along with him here because there's been a crazy NFL jersey number change.
Of course.
This happened this week and happened Tuesday. Tom Brady, he's a qualified, wonderful quarterback. There's an NFL rule change that affected his preparation – and his preparation H going into the first regular season game of 2021 against the Dallas Cowboys. Here's the deal. The NFL expanded the rules for jersey numbers this season, allowing running backs, tight ends, fullbacks, and wide receivers to wear jersey numbers 1 through 49 and 80 through 89. Now, you were an all-pro defensive end. Your number 89, you'd have to give it up, right? Because, well, you're a tight end, I guess, maybe, huh? The allowing the running backs, the tight ends, the fullbacks, wide receivers to have either the numbers 1 through 49 or 80 to 89. Well, defensive backs would be allowed to wear numbers 1 through 49. Linebackers 1 through 59 and 90 through 99. Offensive linemen 50 through 79. Defensive linemen 50 through 59. And 90 through 99. I'm totally confused reading that story to you. Why are they changing the numbers here? What possible
Because this generation of NFL people, ownership,
Daniel Snyder and the crew,
the executive community.
Yeah, get into that microphone there because we want to hear you.
Yeah, how you doing?
Thank you.
Executive community has to feel as though they've put their stamp on the sport.
Okay.
That's the fun and the confusion of owning a franchise. You see, when you own a franchise, it gives you privilege to go into a meeting of executives and say to them, I got an idea, a proposition, and here it is. I want everybody, all the receiving people and the defensive backs to wear the same number.
So, but they're not changing the numbers for the quarterbacks.
But here's the deal.
Yeah.
You can have double numbers. You can have a wide receiver and a defensive back wear the same number.
Exactly.
49. They just can't be on the field at the same time.
Exactly. This is crazy.
Yeah, well, of course.
It's the most confusing thing I've ever heard of in my life.
Yeah, and then they'll say, Fred, you got to give up number 89 because we've got a kick returner that needs it.
We're not giving that number up. We'll be back.
I'm going to tell you how you can get real healthcare for as little as $6 a day. Yes, now you can get affordable healthcare for you and your family immediately and save as much as 50% off your current monthly healthcare payments. Our plans are perfect for people that are self-employed, can't afford health benefits where they work, or just want to pay less for their current healthcare. And coverage is guaranteed regardless of your medical condition. We even offer some of the new Christian faith-based health benefits. Save up to 50% on your family's health care. Make a free quick call now. There are no contracts, and we give you a 10-day money-back trial period. Call Provision Enrollment right now for your risk-free guaranteed health insurance quote starting at $6 a day.
800-472-5145. 800-472-5145. That's 800-472-5145.
Come on, you watch the news. Be prepared to pay more taxes. Then if you owe back taxes or haven't filed in a few years, get ready. The IRS, the largest collection agency in the world, will be coming after you with the power to collect taxes by any means they want to. Hey, they can freeze your bank account, your passport, even padlock your business. Oh, good times. Look, if the IRS claims you owe them $5,000 or more in back taxes and they're coming after you, don't panic. Call my friends at Get a Tax Lawyer first. Their job is to negotiate with the IRS and save you money. They're experts at it. That's all they do. And you can trust them. In some cases, they have reduced a $50,000 tax bill to less than $1,000. If you owe the IRS $5,000 or more in back taxes, call now for a free consultation.
Call 800-732-9635. 800-732-9635. 800-732-9635. That's 800-732-9635.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. If you've had a revision or removal surgery of a hernia mesh implant after 2008, pay close attention to this message. Hernia mesh manufacturers have recalled some of the mesh material that may have been used in your surgery due to high failure rate. The FDA has even blamed the recalled mesh material for some of the worst of the health issues reported by doctors and patients. If you've had two or more hernia surgeries for the same issue and you're having severe complications, call the legal helpline now. you could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now.
800-817-2968. 800-817-2968. 800-817-2968. That's 800-817-2968.
All right, we're back here. I think we're back. Yeah, and the sports here. So this rule from the NFL makes no sense whatsoever.
No, of course not.
Because you could have, we're talking off the air during that break, and you could have a number four come in and go to the, you know, a defensive position on the line. You play the position. You don't play the number, right? If he comes into the game, it's like, what are all these number changes? It's going to be confusing. You could have the same, like you say, the same person could have the same number, could be associated to two different guys if you have just certain numbers here. So Tom Brady, I agree with you. This irks him, and he told the Tampa Bay Times it was something that irked him. He said, the number rule is crazy, literally. Guys change their numbers today. I'm playing two guys who had different numbers in the preseason. So, yeah, you've got to watch film and know who you're studying, but so do running backs. They've got to know who to block. So does the offensive line. So does the receivers who are adjusting their routes and based on blitzes. And so he says, so one guy has got a 6, one guy 11, one guy has got a 9, and they change every play when you break your routes and get to your spot. It's going to be a very challenging thing. It's a good advantage for the defense, which that's what it is.
Wait a minute.
Yes.
Just a second. Are you insinuating that during a game,
yeah,
different position players can change their number?
So,
or are you saying that anybody that comes into the league and makes the team, if the number 4 is available, he can play tight end?
I guess that's what I'm saying.
And once he declares himself a tight end or wearing that number, does that mean that he has to wear that number for the game that he's playing?
I believe so. Brady has been predicting there's going to be matchups where certain players are going to be blocking the wrong guy.
But here's the other thing. I don't think it's covered in here.
No.
I have to ask a question.
Please.
I'd raise my hand in the team meeting.
Okay.
And they'd say,
Fred?
Yes, Fred. What is it? Do you have to say? I'd say, I'm a defensive end. Can I wear the number 4 as a defensive lineman? If I keep it the entire year, wow, I never thought about that. I mean, that you create a problem. We're going to have to take lunch on that.
Yeah.
You know, so what you're getting is pretty much what you have now. But aren't they saying that you can change your number game to game?
That's what it sounds like to me.
But it doesn't say that.
It doesn't say it, but it sounds like it.
But if that's the case, Brady has a very good point.
Yes,
why would the league pass a rule that says every game everybody can change numbers? That's what they're saying.
I know. Stupid.
And that's really dumb.
And for the fans, it's even dumb. The fans go, "Where's number 89, Fred Dreyer? There's a number 4 there." Look, well, that's Fred. I think that's Fred Dreyer. He's not number 4. It's stupid.
Well, this qualifies for the Idiocy Award at the end of the year.
For the NFL.
For us, giving out the Idiocy
Award. For the
NFL.
Yeah, we should give away, you should have the Fred Dreyer Idiot Awards.
Yeah. Well,
there's a lot of people. Starting with the Washington football team name change.
Yeah, well, I got to tell you, I'm all for this Brady thing, and I want to know this. Do you get to change numbers each game? It doesn't say that
but
it alludes to the fact that you could probably do that.
That is correct.
Well, then,
we'll see what happens.
Is stupid.
Can we get Tom Brady on the show? Let's find out if the people think anything here. Cindy says, hi from Melbourne, Australia. She says, they're still locked down there. This is in our Facebook Live chat room here. Kathy's saying, good afternoon from Lawndale. Hello from Lincoln, Nebraska. Nikki's online. Bruce is in New Mexico saying hello. Bernard says, hi from Ottawa. He says, I hope they never change the name Aztecs from your alma mater. Wouldn't that be something? All of a sudden, you don't have a name anymore, you know?
Well, I would show up.
You would show up and complain, right?
I would show up, yeah.
Yeah.
You don't want me on a microphone in front of 40,000 people. You don't want me on a microphone complaining.
Bruce says they should be called the Washington Canceled. I like that one, actually, the Cancels.
The Cancels.
The Washington Red Hots comes in from Nikki.
How about, let's go right at it.
Yeah.
How about the Washington Fanatical Liberals?
Could be. Could be. Gay says she'd like a signed autograph right in the middle of all that. She wants an autograph, a picture she wants.
Yeah, we'll get you one.
We'll get you. Bruce says the Washington Corrupt. Now, there's a good one, Bruce.
The Corruptors. How about the Corruptors?
The Corruptors. That's a good one.
Oh, gosh, is that a good one?
How about Denson says the Washington Blowhards? That's, that's my winner. The Blowhards. And Nikki says the Washington Evergreens. I like the Blowhards.
How about the Washington?
We'll be playing the Blowhards this week.
Washington, guilty as charged.
Yeah. And the Blowhards would have their logo would be a big, heavyset guy smoking a cigar, going like, "We're going to take care of you guys."
How about the Freedom Marauders? I'm going with that.
Boy, I like the Blowhards. Okay, so Bill Belichick is in the news. He's clarifying his COVID-19 vaccine comments. He's the New England Patriots coach. And he said last week when the Patriots released Cam Newton, it had nothing to do with the quarterback's personal decision to remain unvaccinated for COVID-19. Oh. Last Wednesday, September 1st, Belichick said the league is seeing, quoting now, quite a high number of players who had the virus and who have been vaccinated, end of quote. He added the implication that vaccination solves every problem has not been substantiated based on what's happened through training camp this year, end of quote. So on Monday, in the first news conference of the week, Bill Belichick said he wanted to clarify his remarks over the vaccine.
By all means.
And he said, quoting now, that being said, it's incumbent upon us to be vigilant in our daily hygiene and decision-making for the health and safety of each of us individually and our team, so we'll continue all the league protocols as we always do.
So a little tiny paper-covered palm olive barb soap and a washcloth will be handed out to everybody every day.
Just like you get when you check into the hotels.
That's what you get.
Yeah.
Well, here's the other thing. I want to ask Bill Belichick. Could you please explain herd immunity? And why has herd immunity been so successful over the last 10,000 years of humanity?
There you go.
That's what I want to know. And why, if in fact herd immunity hasn't worked, doesn't work, and will not be projected to work, why are we still here?
Have there been 10,000 years of humanity?
Yes, there has.
Okay, I got a question anyways. It's good. It's good. Now, here's something close to you that I know you talked about concussions and all that kind of stuff. And so this guy, Clinton Portis.
Oh, boy.
He's one of 15 former NFL players who are defendants in a case.
Mm-hmm.
So the case, nearly 2 years after being indicted on fraud charges, Clinton, the former NFL running back, Clinton Portis, is among three ex-players who have pleaded guilty for their roles in a nationwide scheme that was targeting a health care benefit program for retired NFL veterans.
Mm.
So the U.S. Department of Justice announced this week that the Clinton Portis, he was on Washington, whatever their name was at the time, and he faces up to 10 years in prison for the charges, which allege that he wrongly obtained nearly $100,000 as part of a ring that sought $2.9 million through false reimbursement claims. Portis apparently was in the Pro Bowl twice. He began his career with the Broncos, spent 7 of his 10 seasons in Washington. He pleaded guilty alongside the former Chiefs return specialist Tamrick Vanover and former linebacker Robert McCune.
Yeah.
They allegedly orchestrated this scheme. Gene Upshaw, the health reimbursement account,
there you go,
established in 2006 to help retired players cover medical expenses, provides up to $350,000 in benefits per player. Have you ever received any of that?
No, I haven't. As far as Gene Upshaw is concerned, if he were alive today, and I don't speak poorly here of Gene Upshaw, his family, or anybody else, but I do know that if he were here, he'd be still with the NFL Players Association. He'd be running the show. He would have knowledge of all of this stuff that's going on, and he would have to sign off on it. And It's really interesting that all of these players, and I'm looking at the time that this is from 2017 and 2018, right?
Yes.
Well, that those years are right in the power stroke of players making exorbitant amounts of money. So these people like Portis and Tomáš Vanover and all these other guys, Robert McCune, all of these guys ostensibly up until this point in time have made millions of dollars themselves off of their efforts playing football.
Right.
So they decided to get together and come up with a scheme that now gets them $2.9 million in false claims.
Yeah.
And the idiocy is all of these guys have to be broke in order to come up with this idea.
I think you could be right.
And therefore, they should all go to jail.
That's what they're saying. They think 10 years in prison for these charges.
Yeah.
That's what he's facing now.
That's not enough.
You think more?
It should be more because your local criminal would get that. These guys are above and beyond to a different standard. These people here represented tremendous wealth for young athletes in this country, and for them to outrageously cheat people on purpose, plan it out, build a business model that purposely cheats wittingly and knowingly is to me an outrage. It should put him in jail for 20 years.
All right, so there you have it. And we'll have to see how this thing goes along. This account was established in 2006 to help the retired players. False claims up to $2.9 million on this case. We'll see what happens as this case moves forward. And I know you were very instrumental in trying to get some dollars back for a concussion, and that sort of fell on the wayside for many years. You worked on that to try to get money back to players.
That's correct. We could go all day long about what is needed and what has been rejected.
Yeah. So, that's needed. A lot of people are suffering from concussions here, and nobody really talks about that anymore. So, and then these guys are trying to screw people out of their money here with false claims. We'll have more. We'll continue straight ahead. It's the Sports Lounge with the one and only Fred Dreyer.
You've been putting back a few, and a few becomes a few too many. For a moment, you think of calling for a ride, but nah, you live nearby. What's the worst that could happen? You get pulled over, your insurance goes up, you lose your license, you total your car, you kill someone. The result of driving drunk are tragic. That's why law enforcement is out there looking for impaired drivers, to save lives. So if you think you're okay to drive after a few drinks, think again. Drive sober or get pulled over. Paid for by NHTSA.
My doctor prescribed me Viagra. It wasn't covered by my insurance, so it was costing me like $65 a pill. That's expensive.
Over 20 million guys like us use Viagra. Over a certain age, we just need it. I found a way to pay less than $3 a pill and get virtually the same effect of the $65 pill. I heard an ad just like this on the radio called, and for $99, I got 40 generic versions of the $65 pill. Save yourself money and call right now and get over 40 pills for $99. There's no embarrassment here to use Viagra. If we're over 50, we need it, but not at high prices. Call now with your credit card and get the 40 pill special for just $99.
800-399-3691. 800-399-3691. That's 800-399-3691.
Microban 24 protects against Staphylococcus aureus and Enterobacter aerogenes bacteria, but does not provide 24-hour protection against viruses. Every time you touch a surface, you leave behind bacteria. Use Microban 24 sanitizing spray to keep surfaces sanitized all day. Spray on hard surfaces to kill 99.9% of bacteria and viruses initially, including the virus that causes COVID-19. Microban 24 keeps killing bacteria for 24 hours, touch after touch. When used as directed, Microban 24, touch after touch, it doesn't give up.
Staples Connect has everything for school at amazing prices. Now Staples 2-pocket paper folders are just 15 cents. And comp books, 24-pack Crayola crayons, and 8-packs of Pep Rally number 2 pencils are 50 cents each. So you won't just be ready for school, you'll be prepared parent of the year ready.
I just want to thank my family and Staples for making this possible.
Visit your local Staples or staples.com/back to school and get more than ready for school. Ends 9/11. Limit 30, except no limit on pencils. Pocket folder offer in-store only.
If you think vaccines alone will protect you from COVID-19, think again. More breakthrough cases of COVID variants show that vaccinated people are still vulnerable to the deadly disease. To be safe, monitor regularly for fever, as it's the leading sign of COVID-19. Use Exergen, the only thermometer scientifically proven to detect fever. And beware of non-contact devices that miss 5 out of 6 fevers. Remember, vaccines are not enough. So protect yourself and your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner. Learn more at Exergen.com.
We are back in the sports lounge. Here's truly Michael Horn, the one and only star of our program, the all-pro defensive end, the acting legend, the sultan of safeties, two safeties in one game in the same quarter, the one and only Mr. Fred Dreyer.
You know, I don't mean to complain, but for some reason, this chair is at exact. Wait a minute. It's at exactly. Its arms, right here, are exactly the same level as the bottom of the table.
Oh, and that's why it hits it all the time.
So that's why it's always making noise and doing stuff like this.
It's good.
Anyway,
we'll have to get you a new chair.
Yeah,
an armless chair.
A stool of some sort.
We get a lot of fan mail at freddryer@crntalk.com. Fred Dreyer, D-R-Y-E-R, @crntalk.com. You can go ahead and have your questions answered over there. And
yep.
We do have a question here, I believe. Let's see. Where did my question go?
You know, it's got to be a question.
There's a question here. He says, it's from Scott. And Scott says, "Hi, Fred and Michael.
Hi.
I'm a big Hunter fan and enjoy watching it regularly on my DVD box set," which I had to import from Germany. There must be a DVD box set available in America, isn't there, of the Hunter show, I would
think?
Well,
maybe it's in German.
Could be. Maybe as us all speak slower just in case he...
Yeah.
I'm also a big fan of the show, which leads me to my question. Okay, he says, "I'm from the UK and not overly familiar with American football. Can you explain your achievement, the one I just mentioned, two safeties in one game in the same quarter, regarding safeties? What is a safety?"
A safety is when the offensive team is trapped behind the goal line of their own end zone with the occupancy of the football. I was a defensive end, and I tackled two quarterbacks from the Green Bay Packers in their own end zone. And in doing so, we recorded 4 points, 2 for each event. So
this is usually the quarterback that gets canned in the end zone, and you nailed a quarterback on the Green Bay Packers, not just once, but you did it twice in the same quarter, which is amazing because normally many games go by without any safeties being called, anybody being tackled, knocked down, grounded in the end zone. You did it twice in one game and in the same period, in the same quarter.
Yes.
Amazing. And exactly. You want to add craziness to this. They took the first quarterback who was grounded out that had a safety. They brought another guy in. You had two different quarterbacks in that same quarter.
Didn't make any difference to who the quarterback was.
It was still a safety.
I was indiscriminate in my wrath.
Did something tick you off that day? Were you disgruntled about something?
I was yelling at the Packers on the sideline. I was chastising.
Hey, you guys.
I was punishing them and chastising them. And I said, "All right, bring another quarterback out here."
I mean, something must have got into you to nail him twice in the same game. So Scott, it's being, downed there in the end zone, and you know, it's when you get kind of nervous when your team has the ball on the 1 yard line. It could be a safety, right?
Well, yeah, but they had the ball on their own, like 18, 20 yard line.
Oh, you pushed him back that far?
Yeah, and he tried to run away, and I caught him and dragged him down.
This is great.
Yeah, of course.
This is great. Is there an NFL film on that with that guy?
Of course there is.
Dreyer got extremely angry.
Here's what you do. Here's what you do. It works all the time.
Yes.
Google.
Yeah.
NFL Packers Dreyer safeties.
NFL Packers Dreyer, D-R-Y-E-R.
That's me.
Safeties. And you will see it, right?
And it'll pop up.
And that guy comes out and goes, not only was Dreyer content with one safety,
John Facenda.
But he decided to do it again.
John Facenda.
Decided to do it again.
The voice of the NFL. The voice of God, actually.
Yeah, he is. He's very deep-voiced. So, Scott, I hope that gets you for you. He also says, Fred, keep up the good work. Kind regards. Scott from Lytton Buzzard, England. I like the names in England. In fact, that might be the Buzzards.
You know, the Washington name. Buzzards.
I think
we've done it.
I think our job is complete.
I'm serious when I say this. I usually goof around.
This is the Buzzards.
I save all my insouciance for the show.
And it could be the logo could be a couple of old Westerners laying on the ground and buzzards circling around.
Why not? How about two jackasses?
There you go.
How about two jackasses buried in the ground up to their neck?
And the buzzards circling.
And the buzzards circling around.
Scott, you've done it for us. From England. Very good.
Very good. Thank you for the question. No one's ever asked me that before.
Okay, here's another greetings. Greetings. Here you go. Harrison says, greetings from a Chinese fan, a big hunter, the most popular TV series imported to China back in the 90s.
That's right.
This is the problem we're having with China right now, is the Hunter show.
Well,
got in
they're in Hunter withdrawal.
I was only 9 when I watched this at the first time. The opening theme was epic. You were truly my first super cop hero. Superman is next, so you're like,
well,
you're number
that's
one.
That's what
Superman
the Chinese people. I told you the story about Mr. Shen Ping.
No, what happened?
I'm in my office over in near CBS studios.
Okay,
and I'm across the street in my little bungalow, and a knock on the door comes. I answer it. There's this Chinaman there. He says, my name, I won't go into it, says, my name is Xin Ping, and I've been sent here by Madam Zhao, president of CCTV in Beijing, China.
Because your show was airing there, right?
Of course.
Yep.
And he says, you are very popular, and I've been sent to bring you home.
To bring you to China?
To bring me to China. And so I said, well, give me the laydown. So he told me the whole thing. He says, China it loves Hunter. Every time that show comes on, listen, every time it comes on, everyone in China stops work to watch it.
There you go.
And that means it's 1.6 billion that watch it.
You could go to Wuhan, China, find out the real scoop
story.
See you, they'll cough up any. People will admit things to you.
They'll give me any bat I want.
Xi, the Prime Minister Xi,
yes.
You could go talk to him, be good buddies with him. I'm just telling you,
it's
this
a woman.
Is the truth.
It's
they
a
love
woman.
You.
That's a woman. It's okay.
Yeah.
But. The element was I was so intrigued by his sincerity. I said, "Yeah, I'll go." So I got on an airplane with him.
You did go?
Yeah, I went a couple of times.
Whoa!
So I went there and they fed me.
They fed you. I think
they
fed
me.
Good,
that's
yeah.
Right. And we had fun. And I got to find out the whole deal. I said, "What's the statistic? How many people are in this country? 1.6. Okay." Then how many people actually watch Hunter? 1.6.
Come on. Everybody turns the show on.
Everybody.
And you're the man.
He says the entire country, most of the worthy the population is 1.6. There's probably 1.2 that are inland off the coast. And then they're farmers. And then there's about 380 to 450 million people on the East Coast.
Wow!
So all of those people, It's a lot of people.
Yeah.
Watching our show every day. Every day in reruns.
You should be an ambassador to China. This could be really good. I'm telling you
they
right
should,
now.
You know, Trump should have sent me with him go over
maybe
there.
Maybe Biden will send you there.
You can
go with his son, Hunter.
Yeah. Oh, that'll
okay,
be
we got another email here from Pamela. It says, hi, Mr. Dreyer. Sending photos. She always sends us great photos of some interesting vehicles Hunter drove in seasons 1 and 2. Hunter even questions, where do they get these? Thankfully, by season 3 through 6, they dropped the junk car plot, and Hunter drove a decent car. But here, let's look at this first vehicle. What was this one here that you're driving here? We'll post
It's a ratty-ass car.
The Sports Lounge with Fred Dreyer. You can go check it out. This is some sort of vehicle. This looks like a Dodge or something. Is it a Chrysler or something?
Look at Stephanie's lipstick.
Yeah, it shines through the windshield.
Look how
the top of this car. It looks like it had a Landau top at one time, and it's peeling off.
She was embarrassed to drive in it.
Really?
Yeah. She says I'm better than this.
So this is.
And I said, though, this is exactly what we want. We want this ratty ass car.
You weren't getting along with the police chief, as I recall. He was giving you junk cars. Here's another beauty right here. It's a beauty again. You and Stephanie. Car and this one, everybody. For those of you on radio,
this was the pilot.
This has a fender, a white fender, put on an apparently kind of a silver blue car, and there's a white.
Well, it's a
passenger side fender that's been replaced.
It's a Chevy.
Yeah, is this a Chevy?
That's a Chevy.
It has a Chevy, and so that's pretty nice going there by the famed DeVille Motel that's there for you. So
yeah, that's a nice place actually.
Okay, this one here, you got to tell me about this because I have no prep on this. This is a yellow car with a primer, white primer along the back and no bumper on
this
the back.
This was the first in the line of really fast Dodge Satellites.
So this was the Dodge Satellite.
Yeah, I think this is the Dodge. Yeah. There was a Dodge, then there was a Plymouth Fury. But this was 77, 78 era.
Season 3 through 6, they dropped the junk car, Pam says, in a 77 or sometimes 78. You had a moss green Dodge Monaco that became your trademark.
Yeah.
But I don't think this was the one. This looks like something out of Central Casting. Now, here's a car. This is a brown car with, again, it looks like it had some fender work on it, some work on the door, some work on the back panel and the fender on the back, all on the passenger side. Looks like Hunter must have taken a tough scrape there at your passenger. And this looks like a Dodge as well, too. This is this one here.
This was a Dodge Volante.
A Volante?
I'm serious. I think that's what it was. Okay, a Valiant.
A Valiant. Oh, boy, those Valiants were really junkers. And then here's the Dodge Monaco.
Yeah,
it's the green car.
The
one is spiffed up a little bit. It's got some polish on it.
Well, I made him wash it and keep it in good shape.
This was your trademark vehicle, right?
Yeah, this is it. You can't drive around realistically if you're in the police department in a ratty-ass car like this.
Yeah.
You've got to have it shined and spiffed, and it's got to be official. So when you pull somebody over or you arrive at a crime scene, people don't think you're a jackass who stole the car off a parking lot.
That's true. But this is a beaut right here. And then later, Pam says that you drove in season 7, in your last season, a new 1990 silver Ford Crown Victoria. Did you like that one? Was that nice?
No, I didn't.
You liked the Monaco, right?
No, it was kind of a give-up car.
Is a give-up car?
It's like, here I am, you know. It's like I've got my favorite car, and then my dad says, no, you're not going to drive that car anymore. You're going to drive a mature car. So you can get out there, and it's brand new, and you're not going to stand out and be different.
Like the Monaco.
And I wanted to. I wanted to drive this one. I drove the tires off this thing.
That's a nice vehicle.
And all the directors would say to the producers, can we get Fred to promise not to burn rubber?
Did you take it home with you? Did you use this car as a transportation vehicle to and from the studio?
No, I didn't need to.
Okay.
But I just made sure that, the boys in the auto bin tag this car that this is picture car. This is Fred Dreyer's car. I tried to buy that car.
That's nice. They didn't sell it?
No.
All right. The Dalai Rama says it's a crime. The current Rams uniforms look ridiculous, and half the fan base can't see it. Unamused face. We should be in the throwback blue and yellows. That's what they're.
They should be in the blue and the yellows, and they should have the 1957 Nordenfab Brocklin horned helmets. That's where the horns were together in the front. I keep telling people this. Maybe they'll get around to doing it. But if not, then they can go see Dan Snyder.
All right, we'll be back with more in the Sports Lounge. It's truly Michael Horn, the one and only Fred Dreyer.
If your loved one has passed away due to COVID-19, pay close attention to this message. You could be entitled to a death benefit of over $300,000. The U.S. government has set up a fund to pay families relief if they've lost a loved one due to COVID-19. We know this is a hard time for you, and this fund has been set up by the federal government to help ease your pain. The compensation includes a death benefit and lost wages benefit. Time is limited, so we urge you to make a free phone call right now. There's no cost to you for this claim. All legal fees are only covered once you receive your money. So if you've lost a loved one due to COVID-19, call the legal helpline right now to find out if you qualify for a cash award. Here's our number. 800-918-4086. 800-918-4086. 800-918-4086. That's 800-918-4086. Paid for by the IPG Law Group. You love your dog. Is something bothering him or her and you can't figure out what it is? Maybe they seem slow or lethargic, and maybe they just don't have energy. Wouldn't you like your dog to be living their very best life? PetJoy offers a money-back guarantee on all of its products. If your dog won't eat it or you don't see the results you want, just let us know and we'll make it right. Totally risk-free. What do you have to lose? You can't buy PetJoy multivitamins in a store. The only way you can get them is through this unique radio offer. And if you call right now, learn how to get two bottles free with your order. Turn your dog's life around and make him or her a happy camper. Ain't that right, boy? He said call PetJoy right now. 800-846-2153. 800-846-2153. 800-846-2153. That's 800-846-2153.
If you or a loved one is suffering from a physical or emotional condition that has left you unable to work, then listen carefully. Take this number down. 800-593-7491. That's 800-593-7491. When you call, you'll speak with a Social Security disability expert and get a free evaluation to see if you may qualify for disability insurance benefits from the U.S. government. That's right, a monthly cash payment paid directly to you from the Social Security Administration. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied disability benefits, call now. The disability attorneys at Pinnacle Disability can help you build your case, file an appeal, and represent you at no upfront cost to you. Don't wait another minute to see if you may qualify for your Social Security disability benefits. Call Pinnacle Disability Group at 800-593-7491 for your free case evaluation. That's 800-593-7491. 800-593-7491. Call now.
We are back in the Sports Lounge. Here's truly Michael Horn, Fred Dreyer, the all-pro defensive end, the acting legend, here with you every week at this time, coming to you on Sirius XM. Oh, boy, we got so many great channels that we're on. We're on Sports Byline. We're on CRNTalk.com. Our podcast is available. Go to your Amazon Echo or Google Home and say, hey, Alexa, play the Sports Lounge with Fred Dreyer. It'll come up and play for you each and every week. Sonia says, hey, at Fred Dreyer. Oh, my God. OMG. Do you know how long I've been looking for you? My career has kept me too busy to keep up with the latest. I'm usually always catching up. Paramedic, military, veteran. Hey, Sonia, thank you for your service. I was your biggest fan when I was only 8 years old. How I wish I was with you and McCall. So, Sonia, loving you. That's good.
Well, Sonia, thank you very much. We had tons of fun, and I know that there was a lot of young people grew up watching our show, and I really appreciate it.
Kathy says Washington Warriors. Maybe that would be a good name. There's already a Warriors, though. Nikki says Washington Whales. James says, good afternoon, Fred and Mike from Phoenix. Fred, I saw the Hunter episode last night on Charge TV. Charge TV carrying it along with Amazon and Peacock and the others, and it's titled Death Machine with John Matusek. I really enjoyed you going undercover with the pink wig and the pink T-shirt. The funny part of the episode is where you whisper quietly, OMG, what a wimp, when McCall is going out on a date.
Yeah.
So what do you think of that? Huh?
That's a good one. Yeah. I remember John and I were discussing a fight scene while they were blocking one out. I said, we got a better idea for that.
Yeah. And they love you in pink. Great. People love the junk cars. Nikki's saying that. Love the undercover cars. And you know what? That is our show.
Wow.
It just flew by here this week,
it's
Fred.
It's just too much.
Don't forget our podcast. You can listen to it. The Sports Lounge with Fred Dreyer. Wherever you get good podcasts, you can get it at crntalk.com. Also, our website. You can get us at the Sports Lounge .com. That is our website. Don't forget to email Fred Dreyer, Fred Dreyer at crntalk.com. Fred Dreyer at crntalk.com. Follow him on facebook.com/TheRealFredDreyer. On Twitter, Fred_Dreyer. Coming soon to Instagram with all of his pictures from everywhere. I'm Michael Horn. Final thoughts from you, Fred Dreyer.
Yeah, so football season starting, and get ready for the onslaught of statistics, folks.
See you next week.